Their dress was partly woven cloth and partly hides. They wore patterned skirts of some rough fabric that fell to their knees. On their heads, they had bonnets.
"It's a thief from the Orkneys,"
said one.
"Nah, I ken Orkney man,"
said another.
"Could be he's a Swede,"
said the blonde one.
"But no Swede dresses so."
"Hush your prattle,"
said the old one.
"Look in his pouch and mayhap you'll find the answer."
Johnny laughed.
"I can give you the answer,"
he said. They recoiled on the defensive. Then a black-haired one crept forward and looked closely into his face.
"He's a Sassenach. Hear the accent."
The old man brushed the speaker aside with impatience.
"No, the Sassenachs be dead these many centuries, except for those already here."
"Let's go down to the village,"
said Johnny.
"I'm a messenger."
"Ha!"
said a black-bearded one.
"Clanargyle, they want to talk of peace."
"No, no, no,"
said the old man.
"He wears no such plaid."
He squared himself off in front of Johnny.
"Messenger ye be from whom?"
"You'll fall over on your backside when I tell you. So let's go down to the village. My message is for your parson or mayor."
"Ah, it's a parson we have. But you'll be meaning chief of the clan, Fergus. Get behind him, you boys, and push him along."